Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. A new treatment for a type of childhood cancer is the first FDA-approved use of gene therapy. It provides an alternative for patients who have exhausted all other options. In this edition of Explore Radio, we sit down with two cancer physicians who are hoping to bring the therapy to Akron. It's called CAR T-cell therapy. The CAR means chimeric antigen receptors. T-cells are cells in our bodies that fight infections. The therapy is a living drug that uses the body's own immune system to kill cancer cells.
Big breakthrough in the treatment of cancer, using HIV as a weapon against cancerous cells.
Diane Sawyer heralded it in 2012 on ABC's World News Tonight, when the then experimental therapy was first used on 7-year-old Emily Whitehead. She had been fighting a form of childhood leukemia called ALL for 2 years, and nothing had worked. She became the first patient to receive CAR T-cell therapy, which uses a disabled form of the HIV virus to train killer T-cells to attack the leukemia cells. Dr. Stephen Hunger is head of oncology and director of research at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, where the treatment was developed. He was invited to Akron recently to talk to doctors about the breakthrough. He says the therapy, at first, came close to killing Emily and sent doctors in the ICU into high alert.
The team working on it sent blood tests to measure everything they could think of measuring.
They quickly identified a drug that would stop the side effect.
And essentially, as soon as she got the drug, she got better.
Hunger says it was a scary start to a therapy that otherwise has worked remarkably well for Emily Whitehead, who 5 years later remains cancer-free.
You know, if you had told me 5 years ago or 5.5 years ago when this first girl was treated how good it could be, I would have said that you were a little bit nuts. I don't think anybody involved had any realistic assessment that it could be this effective.
The drug company Novartis purchased the technology from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and sells it under the name Kymriah. A hospital isolates the T cells from the patient's blood.
And then the cells are shipped to the production facility. There's one in the U.S. They've built one in Europe. I believe they're building one in Asia. So they're sent to a centralized place to be manipulated and manufactured. And then when they're done, they are sent back to the treating facility to infuse the patient.
It's not cheap. Without insurance, each treatment runs around $475,000. But with the cost of a bone marrow transplant running up to $1 million in some cases, Hunger says the new gene therapy treatment provides another option.
And part of the question going forward is, when should you apply this in the course of a patient's disease, both in terms of the chance to improve outcome, but also in the chance of what's the most cost-effective approach.
Dr. Jeffrey Horde is head of the Cancer and Blood Disorders Unit at Akron Children's Hospital. He says it will take time before the therapy comes to Akron.
We don't know yet what the requirements will be of institutions to be able to use the drug. I'm sure it's only going to be a limited number of institutions initially.
He says the drug maker still needs to determine which hospitals can handle the treatment.
One of the things, no doubt, that will be considered is, can you handle the complications of those infusions?
Akron Children sees around 25 cases each year of the type of childhood leukemia the therapy was designed for. According to Horde, around 5 of them might be candidates for it when standard treatments don't work. He says for now, he'll still send those patients to places like Children's Hospital of Philadelphia that offer CAR T-cell therapy. It's the first in a wave of gene therapy innovations in the pipeline for the FDA. Just months after the childhood leukemia treatment became the first, the same technology has now been approved to treat lymphoma in adults. It's one of 75 new uses of the killer CAR T-cells pending approval. That's according to the FDA, with hundreds of other gene therapy procedures waiting in the wings.
Still, we know that not every patient will be cured.
Cancer Dr. Stephen Hunger of Children's Hospital of Philadelphia knows that all too well. But he says the decades of basic research in labs around the world are beginning to pay off for families that have run out of options. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.